Before the final session and vote on the proposed definition of a planet, which took place on August the 24th, our roving reporter Lisa found out the views of some of those present at the IAU General Assembly.
So what do you think about the planet resolution proposals?
Oh, I think it's a resolution that's come before its time and should be tabled once again, because there's no great urgency to determine the definition before extrasolar planets are included. That's my personal opinion. Not an astronomer.
I don't care much about the planet resolution per se. Arguing this much about the definition does not add anything of scientific substance. The real point is that there is now a continuum of objects, and the term planet has no useful purpose.
So do you think the public should perhaps know about our other activities and the vast majority of things we're doing, what's happening in the symposia and so on?
Dead right.
So do you have any views on the resolution today?
Well, I just feel it's a bit early to define these things. I mean, especially defining a planet should take into account all these things, all the discoveries which were made with the extrasolar planets, and have something coherent between our system, our solar system, and the other ones.
So do you think maybe the committee should take some longer time and come back to Rio, the next IAU symposium?
Yes, that's exactly my point.
So do you hope that this resolution is successful?
Yes, I hope so. But I think that it's difficult to get a decision because the expect are a lot point of view, and so depends on from do you watch the problem.
Yeah, so you think it's important for the public to know what a planet is?
For the public, I think yes, because they need some clear information, clear idea.
And do you think it's important for science as well?
For science, yes, because also in science you have to classify things to have a clear idea on what you are working about.
And do you think that extrasolar planets should be included in this?
Yeah, because the planets have to be a definition like stars that should be valid all over the universe.
So do you think the resolution should be successful today?
In part, it will probably be successful, but I'm not sure that all the sub-resolutions will pass.
What in particular do you think will be a contesting point?
I think the differentiation between what is a planet and then these other definitions of classical and dwarf planet will be contended, because I think we're trying to decide what a planet is. And by referring to the eight planets, larger planets, as classical planets, and the others as dwarf planets, it sort of suggests that there are two sub-components to the class of planets, and I think that'll probably be rejected.
And I think some people in the public will think it's quite confusing as to whether everything that is called a something planet is indeed a planet. Is that a subclass and so on?
Right, that's the point. I think what we need is two distinct names. We need a name planet, decide what that is, which will probably be the eight major bodies that we have in the solar system, and then those things that aren't just space rocks, those things that are larger, will have to have a distinctly different name, not just the same name planet but with an adjective put in front of it. I think it'll be confusing if it stays that way.
This committee's been going for about a year and a half trying to decide this, and then they seem to have come back in a week and changed it eight or nine times. So what do you think about that?
I think it just shows that there was a rather small group working on it to begin with, and now that they're getting the full sort of assembly, all the views of the full assembly, that they're realizing that they needed to get more of it, opinions from a larger body. So I think they're doing a good job. I wish there was more time for the people's opinions to be expressed into the final definition, but it seems like there's a lot of pressure to come to a decision now and do it quickly, especially with the media seeming to come down on it and make such a deal, big deal about it.
So it's democracy in action then?
Yes, that's correct.
Rush democracy.
We're glad to live in the free world. Thank you very much. Okay, so what do you think about the idea of defining a planet today?
Well, we need a definition, obviously. So, but I'm very curious and a little bit anxious about what comes out of this vote.
So do you think the process has been a little strange? We've had a year and a half of committees and then it's changed a number of times this week. Do you think that's good or a bad thing?
What surprises me is that this committee has been working on it sort of secretly for a long time, and then suddenly this past couple of days we've seen many changes, and that makes it a little bit hastily, so to say.
Yeah, I think the idea was to keep it from the press, because obviously there's a lot of interest from all of us, but I think that perhaps the democratic process could be stretched out a little longer.
Yeah, well, obviously a couple of people have even suggested to postpone the discussion to the next General Assembly in 3 years from now in Rio. But I'm happy that won't happen.
Thank you very much.